You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic, holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
If you're one of those people who eat all the right foods and exercise regularly, but find that you're just unable to lose that excess fat and weight, and maybe even getting bigger despite all your efforts, my next guest is going to help you figure out what is really going on. She is a board-certified weight loss physician and author of The MD Factor. Please welcome to the show Dr. Caroline Cederquist. Thanks for being here, Dr. Caroline. What are some of these warning signs that we should look out for that indicates you have a slow metabolism?
Well, the main thing is when you are finding that you're developing weight in the abdominal area, because many women will say, you know, oh, I've always had, you know, some weight in my hips and thighs, but I've never had weight in the belly. So the fact that we wear clothing with a waist can be really helpful, where it's like, wait a minute, are these getting tight? You know, did I just wash them? You know, but really being able to watch that, because it's the abdominal weight that seems to be the biggest trigger.
Oh, gotcha. No, there's no doubt that a lot of us actually walk around what I call a skinny fat person. Their legs and arms are really nice and toned because they do exercise, but their waist is getting bigger and they're literally gaining more fat, replacing the muscle on their body. And when you see that, that's, I believe, a warning sign as well, isn't it? Isn't that an indicator?
Absolutely. No question. Where you carry your weight. What's interesting, you know, when men gain weight, they gain it in the abdomen. Women tend to gain weight in the hips and thighs until menopause or perimenopause, and then they start developing the abdominal weight. So that is absolutely one of the things that we need to look out to, like, oh, okay, this might not be the same type of weight I've always had, and we indeed find that sometimes it's harder to lose it.
Right. You've got a great program at bistromd.com where you actually service people all around, because it is an online site where you actually prepackaged foods for weight loss management.
Over the years, when I was working with patients, they would say, you know, this meal plan you've put me on, the adequate protein. We want protein at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And the breakfast, to be honest, is really challenging for many people. And we want protein at snacks. So my patients would say, this is a great program. I'm finally losing weight. You know, for the past 5 years, I haven't been able to lose an ounce. But I'm so busy, and I don't have time. And so with Bistro MD, we very much had a platform of, we want the balanced meals that will correct this metabolic issue, the adequate protein, controlled carbohydrate, but low-fat diet, but without chemicals. One of the things about frozen meals and convenience meals are typically they have more chemicals in it than food. And, you know, I eat these meals. I need to feel that anyone eating this, we can feel good about it, that it's clean, there's minimal processing, and it really helps when we have a busy lifestyle.
No, it sure does. I mean, America, we're all working sometimes even two jobs and can't get enough meals on our table. So I totally get why it's so important. And the fact that you've been doing this for a while now and lower in the chemicals and obviously healthy foods, that's fantastic. Now, how about cleanses? I want to talk a little bit about that, because as a weight management doctor or physician, I've heard of a lot of those, and I've actually been to them, not for myself, but for my patients, checking out some of these services or their centers where it's really low calorie and shakes and cleansing it out. Do you recommend that?
I don't, and I'm often asked about it, because typically with the cleanse, we're dealing with some sort of just juicing, and either juicing of vegetables or juicing with fruit, and I find that those are so low in protein. What ends up happening, even when you take healthy things like kale and things like that, you have to add some fruit to it to make it a little bit palatable. But people can end up actually having a fairly significant carbohydrate or sugar load from that, and there's no fiber with it. So it's kind of in your bloodstream right away. It can spike your sugar. And I find that most of my patients have an issue with this blood sugar regulation or this metabolism dysfunction issue. I prefer, if somebody really wants to detox, that they have like organic chicken or, you know, some wild-caught fish, you know, good quality eggs and the vegetables, but get out the processed foods, get out the sugars, get out all the caffeine and the alcohol. Because most of the time when we're feeling that we need to detox from that. We don't need to detox from giving our body adequate protein. And there's some evidence that even within 24 hours of being on a quote-unquote fast or juiced fast, you're actually going to be in negative nitrogen balance, meaning you are going to be breaking down muscle tissue and not having the building materials to bring it back up.
Oh, that's great information. And particularly that you're saying, you know, you don't need to literally starve yourself to lose weight. That's what I believe as well, is we want to have maintain the amount of food so that your metabolism doesn't slow down.
Right?
Because if you reduce the calorie count, your body's going to naturally sync with it, reset, and slow down your metabolism. So what is your... you know, when you talk about the protein carbohydrate portions, and of course we want fat, but more importantly with the carbohydrates, how many grams do you think people should have per day to be on that increased metabolic and rev it up?
Okay. If we're talking about weight loss, you know, that's primarily what people are usually asking me about. We try to keep the carbohydrate intake to about 100 grams per day. Now, I know that that's kind of a foreign concept. You know, people don't eat grams of food. They don't even eat carbohydrates. They eat food. But for example, a piece of bread might have 20 grams of carbohydrates. So that would be something that's higher. But some of the lower carbohydrate foods, like a cup of strawberries, would be a lot less, like 10. Most of the vegetables are pretty low in carbohydrate as long as we're not doing potatoes and corn and things like that. But it does definitely take us out of, you know, these higher carbohydrate foods, bagels and rice and pasta, which per serving could have about 50 grams.
Right. I mean, a half of a cup can just like literally get rid, you know, shoot up those numbers. So I totally agree on that low glycemic load foods. But also I find that, you know, when you were saying that you want to have those proteins regularly, if you don't, your adrenals, we work so hard that our adrenals end up crashing. Do you find that to be true with all of your patients too?
Well, what I find is most of our patients will feel so much better once they get on a structure. You know, of having some protein at breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and also some carbohydrate and fat at those meals. You know, so many people get into a habit where they don't really eat all day. They might graze. They might be having this really primarily just high carbohydrate foods, chips and that, never any good quality food, and maybe their evening meal might not even be all that bad, but they haven't given themselves what they need. And so they are tired and they go for the caffeine and all that other stuff. That, I think, was what really stresses the adrenals. When you give your body a small amount, you know, we're talking about 25 grams of protein, that's like 4 ounces of chicken. That's not an entire side of beef. You know, 4 ounces of chicken is a chicken breast. That's what we're wanting at lunch, but we're also wanting that at dinner. But how many people don't even have that at lunch?
That's right. I mean, I know for a fact that a lot of my patients come in and they actually skip meals. You know,
yeah.
They skip their breakfast, they just get their cup of coffee and they're out of there. And that's already you're starting the day on a deficit, right?
Yeah.
Is there
exactly
one thing you can share, just last 30 seconds, what can we do right now to boost our metabolism?
What we can do is we can get the sugars out of the diet, the simple sugars, and start adding protein to your breakfast.
Oh, love that. All right, everyone. Thanks so much. Dr. Cederquist, I really appreciate you sharing this information with my listeners. To learn more about the MD Factor Diet, go to bistromd.com. Or as always, you can go to my Wellness for Life radio show page on Radio MD. This is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness here on Radio MD. Until next time, stay well.